Okay, it's Friday, December 30th, 2016. It's a little after 5 p.m. Hiking along the Pinkham Canyon Road in Joshua Tree National Park. No terrestrial cellular connectivity along this road here. And that's great. At least no land-based cell phones. I don't know about what's going on with blimps or satellites here. I'm sure if you get a powerful enough phone, it'll work. Okay, what do I want to say? For the first time today, since the dental anesthetic of, I think it was like November 12th or so. Anyways, it's been 6 weeks, 45 days or so, maybe a little more since then. And just about 45 minutes ago, you know, a good 2 hours into this deserted trail, I had the kind of the panging, throbbing in my right spiritual node, my right nipple node, whatever it is, that area again near the right nipple, underneath it, beneath, you know, an inch and a half or so down, and then an inch and a half inward into my body. It was just for a couple of minutes, and then I got to mile marker 8, and I where I decided to lie down for a while. It's a 14 miler I'm putting in today here. And I just want to say, there's a bunch of things I want to say. You know, first, God help us, you know, in our reliance on anesthetics, anesthesiology. It's just bad stuff. And especially in a, if you have a heightened subtle nervous system activity in your body, arising from your body, aligned or contiguous or whatever with your body, it's anesthetics will fuck you up. That was, you know, I've been at this, describing this ad nauseum. For 22 years now. What a chore. You know, it's not for me. No. You know, it's for people after me. You know, for people now. You know, to make this world a better place. You know, I've been definitely thrown into the spiritual wood chipper by this world. It has definitely not been a journey for the faint of heart. And it's just such a bizarre solo thing. God. But what am I saying though is that it took 6 weeks before any spiritual functioning in me, minimally, could return. And I'm not even certain that it has really returned. It's trying to. And I just, what I want to warn you of, you know, if you are in a situation like mine, you're going to have a lot of very uncomfortable states of consciousness that you just have to persist with and just have faith. Using your best judgment, you know, your intuition, and just persist. Withdraw, you know, go inward as much as you need to. Rest as much as you can or need to. And just plow forward. And, you know, if the sum total of your life is such that spirit's going to have traction in your body, in the world that you appear in, that you arise in, that your experiences must be grounded in, then it will happen. You know, that's grace. You know, you lead the horse to water and it's up to that horse whether it drinks or not, you know. But, you know, you gotta lead it and nurture it and try to bring it to the best water source that you can. And you know what? That horse does have a will of its own, doesn't it? But in general, it's, you know, my experience is, you know, these various dark nights of the soul, what have you, they pass. And I mean, yesterday I was meeting with the manager of a storage facility, and in the course of talking to him, you know, walking around doing whatever we're doing, you know, I was looking at some other units because where I'm living there's just not enough room for my stuff. But I am more than aware of the fact that I'm a pack rat, and I made the fateful decision in the past month. I declined a good job in an area near my property because my property is not ready to be lived on yet. I'm talking about up in the high desert where I go hiking a lot, where the EMF characteristics of the hiking is better than anywhere else, and certainly closer to places to live than, for example, Joshua Tree here. And I'm talking about the southern, or whatever you call it, the southern entrance of Joshua Tree doesn't have a cell tower, whereas the entrance on the north, I believe, or the northwest, is where all the, you know, it's Joshua Tree, Yucca Valley. It's where it's probably where 90% of the visitors come through, is that entrance. But it's Cell Tower City over there, and I just don't feel comfortable. But I turned down the job because I've got about $80,000 of personal debts. Well, it's more than that, but for right now, I've got $80,000 of personal debts to pay off. That's for purchasing property, some investments, some dental work, and some, you know, living beyond my means. And so, you know, I need to pay those off. I'm already making some payments to a family member right now, you know, on the order of, like, what is it now, $1,500 a month, just for some debts that I owe her. And and I need to then save and develop my vacant parcel, this land I've got, so that I'm able to live on it. You know, what I mean is I don't want to go up there and spend another 5 years paying rent. I'm looking, and, you know, I don't want to be going more into debt. And I've just got to suck it up and make the most of where I am right now and try to save money and pay down my debt. So that's what I'm doing. So that is a decision that happened in the last month. And just with respect to the anesthetic and going back to the storage. Oh yeah, the storage. I'm reducing the size of the unit by half. It's also because they keep on raising the prices. It's really usury. That's the wrong word for it. It's highway robbery. What they're charging for these storage units. You know, it's just, that operation is the biggest cash cow there ever was. You know, what an easy business. You're just squeezing people. But I'm gonna just toss a bunch of things. Yeah, I could buy the bulk of the contents of that unit. I can buy them, you know, all over again in the course of a year or two of paying, you know, with what I am paying for a year or two of rent. And so it just doesn't make sense. I'm gonna get rid of the stuff that's the less valuable things. Get rid of them. So talking to him, I had a sort of, but this has been going on since that week of my the dental work, just feeling like strangely detached, strangely disconnected from myself. And I've had like burning and throbbing in my right lower jaw where the anesthetic shots were, burning and throbbing in my ears, throughout the perimeter of my head, my eyes, and then for the last couple of days, there's been some kind of sustained mild pain in my heart. And this is like when I was lying down or, you know, making a salad. You know, I'm not talking about strenuous activity yet. My heart felt like it was under some pressure. And then lo and behold, you know, and I was thinking, you know what? I've aged a lot. I've continued to gain weight. I'm a big fucking mess. This is not looking good. You know, I'm marooned in an inhospitable situation. I mean, it's hospitable enough to try to plug away at it day after day, but I'm not at all certain that my body mind will be intact in 4 years' time or whenever it is that I pay off some of these debts and have actually a real fighting chance of moving on to my property, because I will not be paying rent, period. I've done it for too long. It's stupid. Message to anyone out there who's trying to get ahead. Yeah, there's a lot of good reasons to move out. You know, individuation, self-realization, you know, family, it does. There are shackles that living with family comes with. You know, shackles come with living with family in many ways. I'm not happy. with, you know, the orientations of some of the people I live with or associate with on a regular basis. And, but, you know, I just do the best I can, and financially, it's smart for me to be, you know, cohabitating with someone who is not my spiritual, sexual life partner. Yeah. One sec. But I was incurring a lot of expense living on my own from, what was it now? College. Paid rent for 5 years in college. And then after that, you know, it was a half a year of substitute teaching and then heading off to grad school. You know, 5 years, you know, upon moving to Hawaii shortly after I bailed on grad school, I paid rent there for 6 years on Oahu and then 2 years on the Big Island. And then I bought a house. That was just a set of fortuitous, most excellent circumstances. You know, prices were down and I was able to get a loan and good price on a house. Paid $65,000 for like a 1400 square foot house with, you know, pine, I think it was pine exterior shingles and then tongue and groove pine walls and ceiling. Or at least one big wall was pine. That was the giant one in the living room, 15 feet high of it, and then all the ceilings were tongue and groove pine. It was well made. It was a good house. And then I was, I guess, you know, building equity in that for 7 years. And then since coming back to California, I've paid rent, one year, two, three, seven years. Yeah, 7 years of paying rent out here. And I racked up quite a bit of debt along the way. More than paying rent at two locations. One place was in Ojai, it was a beat up cabin from like the 1920s. My rent was like $500 a month or something, and I put $13,000 into it. What a fucking idiot. But I figured, you know what? This will make a beautiful place. The money I put into it meant that, you know, probably could get rent of $1,000 a month. And so I figured, hey, if I was there for a number of years, I only stayed there four as more towers went in, and just didn't like my situation at school with its proximity to towers, cellular towers. But had I stayed there longer, I would have reaped a greater reward. But regardless, you know, paying rent of $500 a month for 4 years, that is $24,000. Plus putting $13,000 into it, that's $37,000 in 4 years. Isn't that, that is fucking ridiculous. I mean, you can do that when you're crazy and young and you feel like you've got the rest of your life to atone for your sins or your excesses. But, you know, I am, in my opinion, closer to the end than to the beginning. And I just can't be as reckless now. It doesn't make sense to be as reckless financially. So yeah, I had some throbbing in the right side of my chest today. Praise God. And that means, oh yeah, and then the strange feelings of detachment that have kind of persisted off and on for a month and a half. It was the effect of the anesthetic this time was truly one of an attack on my subtle nervous system, of my spiritual tethers. If there are such things. And so it's kind of like your subtle being then is like floating above you, or if it's supposed to be like a blimp or a dirigible secured by six ropes to the earth, then, five of them are cut and it was just flopping in the wind. And what happens when you get this sort of throbbing and mild burning and irritation and just attention, spiritual attention to your subtle body, your subtle functioning, it is a soldering, to mix metaphors there, or a reattaching of your spiritual subtle sinews or tie downs, ropes. And so enough of me, it's kind of like a bulb that you screw into a socket if you have an incandescent light bulb. As you're twisting it down, as you're screwing it into the socket, it'll come on and off, sputtering. But as you tighten it, the connection, the electrical circuit, connection is, I guess, more. It becomes grounded or more secure, and so the electricity flows more smoothly, more predictably, more efficiently. And I believe that's what's beginning to happen here. What I saw and felt was sort of like the bulb is being, let's say, you're doing these 180 degree twists with your hand and wrist, and then you move the placement of your fingers as you do one more half turn, half turn, half turn, half turn, and you get like a sputter of light, and it's off. And then by the next two or three turns, it's fully secured. And I would liken this feeling I had today of the first like flash of light or insight or coherent subtle functioning, coherent subtle body functioning, since the anesthetic. And that over time, I just pray to God that I don't have any more injections, but before the next opportunity arises for me. But my hope is that as I continue to hike and contemplate and live my life, that I don't know what time frame we're looking at. Hopefully not too far away, because I'm feeling pressure right now in my right side of my chest. This is great. I'm stoked. I'm all for it, man. Because, as I've mentioned, the experience I had the 2 days before my dental appointment in November, and odd how this stuff happens to me in early November, or a lot of it. It's just something special about that time of the year, just before winter. Is that I think an opportunity will arise again of my being able to transcend my limited self-consciousness and operate from on a different plane, operate from a different locus of attention. And it'll be a fundamental shift, a fucking fundamental shift. And the thing that really blows my mind is how rare this is, you know, if it does happen, because I'm fully committed to this, because I'm gonna post some shit about it. It's like, you know what, man? Yeah, it happened, dude. Yeah, you know, right on. Yeah. And I hope that people can kind of sense something different, but I don't know, you know, but I do want to, I'm not into complaining. Complaining is definitely not a turn on. No, life is way too short to be complaining, kvetching, whining unnecessarily. But it would be so phenomenal to even have the most mild thing to be proud of. And I just want to feel that shift and just not have death be a mystery anymore, you know? I mean, I don't really know what different approximations of death you experience, but the death of the limited self-consciousness is certainly what occurs to my, you know, my understanding of that. But you'll be the first to know, among the first to know. And what I then, you know, it's like, how many years now has it been? It's been 22 years since I got sidetracked by cellular technology and electromagnetic field. I mean, cellular technology and modern dentistry. Those are the two main culprits. And I think also that spiritual presence or that spiritual wisdom that directs all of us if we listen, it has made the appraisal that, you know what, it is not looking too good for you, my friend. You know, we had much, much, much larger plans for you, but it looks like this is the best we can do, and your body is not doing well. Your mind is not doing well. You know, you're sort of on your way out. You are way beyond prime. And so, you know, here's the deal. Here's our last best offer. You know, yes, you can have enlightenment. You can have whole body enlightenment, but you know what? You're not going to light up a room. You're not going to go up in smoke, you know, or go up in light. None of that. But you will have a sense of accomplishment and hopefully have a greater, a more transformative effect on others. Because, Lord, I've been frustrated in, you know, my efforts in this world. Many people have doubted me, and that is sad. You know, I wish I could just throw lightning bolts at them, but that's just, I don't have that kind of power. And so that's what I'm thinking. And then at that point, then, if all goes well, the greatest risk, my greatest concern is, what kind of vulnerability will I experience or present with respect to further shots of dental anesthetics? Because that was an attack. This last time, it was like nuclear fallout on my spiritual nervous system. It, my mood, my identity. Really, it was just a shutting down, a destruction of myself, my subtle identity. Just crazy. It was brutal. I mean, it was like beyond depression. It was just phenomenally empty and just devoid of intuitive or spiritual resonance. God, it was just not good. And I don't know. I don't know what to say. I just don't want to have to go through that again, and especially if it's like threefold or fourfold worse. And again, I've never had that. Yes, it was shutting down the augmented feeling before, but right now there's kind of like a subtle bubble around me that's developing of just my being that is directly linked to my consciousness. And it seems to be particularly sensitive to that lidocaine. Thought I had, just the lidocaine. So I think that's about it. Just throbbing and pain and increased higher functioning attention, placed at various areas of my body, trying to bring me back online and reconnecting, stitching together, tying down, back down again this my subtle self to my body. Because the body must be the source and the, to feel that your physical form is buoyed and actually dominated by spiritual energies is an extraordinarily fulfilling feeling. It's of life, the limitations of life being overcome by spirit. And it's just a great way to go. It's a great way to be. And if you had these feelings, if people in general had more of these feelings going on in them, they would not be turning to drugs or, debasing, forms of stimulation that were destructive or debasing to them. I just think that the natural high would just, nothing would be able to compete with it. That's it. I think that's it for now. Let's see what kind of, I've got still a couple of hours of walking to do here. It's dark. I've had that headlamp on for quite some time now. Just have to keep an eye out. There's at least one mountain lion out here, because I have seen him. You don't normally see those guys. I don't know what. It's a kind of a large creature. And don't want to run into him or her. I have a feeling it was a female. 100 pounds, 110. It wasn't like your 240-pound massive male. No. But still, 110-pound female mountain lion can do some damage to you. So I will keep my eye out and be prepared to defend myself if I need to. Over and out.